The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Tuesday edition of What's On Your Mind. Feels like summer outside, doesn't it? Yeah, we got double digits, and it feels like a heat wave.
A lot warmer than it was yesterday. What, like 18 degrees warmer?
Yeah, we just got rid of all that January weather already, Todd. See, it's all behind us.
It's all gone now.
So this is like Marchish weather, right?
Marchish?
Yeah, Marchish weather. Yeah, exactly.
Is that a word?
Hey, welcome to the program we call What's On Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hannon. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. A couple of guests coming up in the program. Bottom of this hour, we're going to talk with the president of the North Dakota Bow Hunters Association. They are opposed to the new proposal from the Game and Fish Department on limiting deer hunting licenses to one individual for 2015. By the way, another of those meetings tonight in Bismarck. Details on that if you are interested in attending that, coming up before the end of the program. But we'll talk with Daryl Belisle, president of the North Dakota Bowhunters Association, about their opposition. We've talked to Game and Fish about that. We've talked to you about it, so we want to hear where the bowhunters are coming from on this particular issue. Also, Scott Lowser will be here. He is a Republican legislator from Minot in the House. He has an idea of bringing the income tax rate in North Dakota down to zero. So we look forward to that conversation about the proposal that will come in the upcoming legislative session. Look forward to that. We're brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. You can go to ndfb.org, find out about the North Dakota Farm Bureau and all the benefits of the membership, which are many. Discounts on that next truck or car you purchase, travel, cell phone plans, all kinds of things. Membership has its privileges, and they are lots of benefits, and they save you money at ndfb.org, so be sure and check that out from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We're going to meet Jody, a college student at NDSU, a little later on in the program, too, talking about pursuing a career in agriculture, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau today on the program. So we look forward to that. The early session of the North Dakota legislature is on, and yesterday a press conference was held. State Superintendent Kirsten Baysworth, First Lady Betsy Dalrymple, and Mike Nathy, chairman of the House Education Committee, announced some legislation that will be introduced in the upcoming session, in which students in North Dakota would be required to pass the U.S. citizenship test if lawmakers approve this bill, to make the 100-question exam a graduation requirement, similar to exam to what new Americans are given in the way of a test, okay? And two questions I have about this. First of all, good idea, right? I mean, in other words, if we're suggesting that as part of the naturalization test, you need to pass this to become a citizen, immigrants, you know, seeking citizenship, and they're giving it a little differently. They're given 10 of the 100 questions and have to pass it. They have to get at least 6 right. It seems to me it makes sense for students as well. And this is part of a nationwide effort that is underway. There's been similar legislation introduced in a number of other states requiring students to pass the test. There's something called the Civics Education Initiative, pushing to get similar bills through all 50 states by September 17th of 2017 to mark the 230th anniversary of the signing of the Constitution. The push to get kids taking the test came out of a 2013 board meeting of the Joe Foss Institute, that is South Dakota roots, which aims to promote knowledge of freedom and patriotism among youth. So, by the way, very good idea. Couple things that disturb me. One, that we need it, right? That is necessary and that students aren't learning to the... ...percent of students in Oklahoma and 4% in Arizona... Actually,
why were we just hearing disco music?
Could answer 60% of the questions correctly. I don't know. Just don't.
Didn't want people to think their radios were going wacky on them. No, it was on our end.
I thought you were
no
up to some shenanigans or something.
Touched a thing here, but
And I was supposed to unlock the secret as to what the song was.
I didn't realize Chris was a disco freak. Yeah, that's good to know.
Anyway, so two questions. One, that this is needed, number one. That worries me. Does it worry you? Number two, get a load of this. It's a, to pass, students would have to answer at least 60 questions correctly out of the 100. So success is getting 60% right. That seemed a little
passing.
Alarming. Yeah, a passing grade.
Right. It's a passing grade.
Is that no big deal? You don't think that's any big deal?
Well, I think most parents are going to want more out of their own students, but as far as what's the grade at which you should fail a student and not let him graduate or her graduate, what is the percentage then?
So, questions.
Especially if people who are trying to become citizens have to get 6 out of 10, it's the same percentage as somebody who's trying to become a citizen.
Yeah. So, is a civics exam, and this change, a good one in your view? And number two, do you have any of the same concerns I do, that we need, you know, legislation because things are looking a little dismal when you look at some of these surveys that 6 and 7% of these students are passing, number one. And number two, does 60, answering 60 questions correctly out of 100 to pass seem like the right standard if what we're trying to accomplish here is getting more knowledge for the students? And then they're debating, do we do fill in the blank? Do we do multiple choice? I don't know. It seems to me to be a sad state of our education system in America that this is necessary. So, what's your take on that today? Also, President Obama yesterday said he wants to ensure that the U.S. isn't building a militarized culture within police departments, while maintaining federal programs that provide the type of military-style equipment that were used to dispel racially charged protests in Ferguson. The president is asking Congress for funding to buy 50,000 body cameras to record events like the shooting death of an unarmed 18-year-old Michael Brown and look for ways to build trust and confidence between police and minority communities nationwide. So he wants the bucks for cop cameras. I have talked about this before in the program. I think cop cameras are a very good idea because it's transparency. Right? I mean, it just, you don't have to rely on, he said, she said, and look, the whole Ferguson thing was a prime example of that. Everything initially was, hey, this guy was holding his hands up, he was defenseless, he was, you know, none of the facts of him charging the officer or coming into the vehicle, none of those were there until the grand jury investigation. So we were relying on, you know, anecdotal evidence, and there was a mob mentality against this police officer as a result. In my view, a camera in that particular situation would have solved that.
Exactly.
I'm not so sure President Obama wants the cameras for that reason. My take is announcing this at this time, right now, the cameras for cops is sort of like saying, well, if we'd had cameras for cops, this cop would have been indicted. Is that too harsh?
Well, we'd have the proof once and for all, indicted or not. At least there would be definitive proof as opposed to having to take the word of some people who may be wrong. Video doesn't lie.
Well, just call me a little suspicious, okay?
Yeah.
Call me a little suspicious.
You're a little suspicious.
That Al Sharpton's at the White House yesterday. and the president wants cops on cameras.
Pretty timely, isn't it?
I think cops on cameras are a good idea for transparency, to avoid what we
right
just endured in the
otherwise,
way of
otherwise you,
the
you
mob
can
mentality.
Accuse, you can accuse a cop of anything, and apparently in the right precinct, you'd be right and they'd be wrong, which was never the case when I was growing up, but whatever.
All right, so two questions. Civics exam. Yeah, total mind lock there.
You're getting so fired up you can't even say it.
Is a civics exam for our students a good idea? Should this be mandated? Do you like the legislation? And cops on camera is a good idea. And what's the president's motivation in wanting them? A couple of questions for you. That's what's on my mind. We want to know what's on yours. 800-228-0550. Plus Scott Lauser on his legislation to take the income tax in North Dakota down to zero.
Now, we are going to have the people who want to take the income tax up even higher on in a later time.
Can't wait to find them. And also, the Bo Hunters who do not want this proposal from Game and Fish on one license limit for deer hunting in 2015. Coming up. Gene in Valley City, let's get you in here. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Say, you were, you know, talking about should we take a test before we can vote. I got a little story for you. It'll just take a little bit. Last fall, before the election, we had some people over. We're sitting on the patio drinking coffee. I've got my radio on, a country station, and Johnny Cash comes on with this ragged old flag. So I run in the garage, I grab my 13-starred flag, and I run that up the flagpole. When I came back and sat down by my coffee, one of the guests says, so what's with the 13-starred flag?
Okay, now hold the punchline for after the break, Gene. Hold the punchline for after the break. Jared Minto after that. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
It's that special season and that special time of year when we say thank you for what's been given to us and start to look forward to the promise of a new year. And no matter how you choose to celebrate the season, we hope you'll accept our warm wishes when we say Merry Christmas to you and your family from all your friends at Shields. Shields, when it comes to gear, Christmas, and sports, we're right there with you and right there in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Today, find out more at ndfb.org. 20 past the hour with Todd Mitchell, Scott Hillen. Finding out what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. Gene in Valley City, Gordy Fargo, Rick and Kindred, Andrew traveling I-94. All waiting to weigh in here today on what's on your mind. Love visiting with the greatest audience on the Northern Plains. Great fun here. Okay, so Gene in Valley City is talking about this new proposal that would require students answer at least 60 of 100 questions correctly on a American government test. A test about American government geography and history. And by the way, this is not a requirement to vote. This is a requirement to graduate, is what this is. And I love the effort behind it. I really do. It's a civics education initiative, a task force calling for a revival in civics education, transforming it from an afterthought, an undervalued social studies class, to a core element of study and community engagement. That's what they're trying to do. And it seems like a good idea. Questions I have, how did we get here? Number one, where we need this. And performance is so poor, too, is only requiring 60% for passage. Basically, the dumbing down of our students. I don't know. That's my question. So anyway, your point, when you left this, Gene, you had a Johnny Cash song playing, and your guests were reacting to it. Go ahead and finish your story.
Well, yeah, Johnny Cash song playing, this ragged old flag. And I had put up the 13-starred flag, you know, just for the heck of it. I get back to the table on the patio, and one of the guests says, "What's up with the 13 stars? What is this? What is North Dakota, like the 13th state or something?" And I was dumbfounded. I said, no, the 13 colonies. The Founding Fathers, the Revolutionary War, and I get this deer in the headlight look.
Oh,
so what
man.
You're talking about today is highly necessary. And your question was, how did we get here where we need this?
That is my question. It's scary, as is your example. Gene, appreciate the call. Gordy in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Thanks for letting me on the air. I really agree with you totally. How did we get to this point? But when you look at our country and the situation that we're in right now, almost every problem that we have comes from the overreach of government and going beyond their ability and their constitutional boundaries to doing something that's illegal, basically. And if people knew that, it wouldn't happen. They wouldn't allow it to happen. And so I personally, just earlier what you said about being able to vote, I think it needs to go to that level, that not only can you not graduate, but you can't vote until you can pass that test. And I agree, 60% is a low mark, but, you know, if you go through 13 years of public education and you cannot pass that test, you shouldn't be allowed to graduate. You shouldn't be allowed to vote. You should be a minor class citizen in this country unless you have some kind of physical disability or mental disability that doesn't allow you to be able to pass that test. In that case, you become a ward of the state or whatever. But, you know, the issue then is, or a ward of your parents probably is even better. But it's just, to me, this is so frustrating because when I start talking with people about where we're at right now with the presidential overreach, and like that last gentleman said, you get the deer in the headlights look. It's like, get off the TV, stop watching Dancing with Stars and, you know, these music shows, and learn about the Constitution. Hello?
Good thoughts, Gordy. No, I'm listening and with you. Appreciate the call. Share your frustrations. Rick and Kindred, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Rick.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. As you're talking there, one thought is on those tests. I mean, we're assuming that on those tests is what we expect to be on there. For example, the Constitution. I mean, those people that are creating the tests could be interjecting something and forcing someone to agree with, you know, a different agenda. My question was on the cameras for cops is along the same lines. I guess I don't have a problem with that. However, do we trust the police force today? And does the police force have integrity? If they do, then why do we need this? Because what happened in Ferguson was the right thing to happen. I mean, the police officer was trusted. The witnesses backed him up. The second thing is, I mean, if you don't trust the system, the government, and everybody's hands into the pot, what's to stop them, I mean, let's say today that the cops for care, the cameras for cops works great, but 5 years from now, someone gets in there and Photoshops some of these and changes it, and it really distorts the facts.
Yeah, I would. You know, I'd love to know what law enforcement think about it, but I mean, to me, if I were this officer in Ferguson, Missouri, and to see what played out play out, to see that mob mentality, knowing that if I had a cop, you know, I had a body cam, right, that all would have easily been disproved, and that nightmare that he's lived these last many months would have been easily ended. I might want it.
I agree, and that's where I come to the split decision of, in this case, if it was used appropriately, yes, it would do what you said, and then on the other hand is, if we have the cameras, then we're saying we don't believe or trust the integrity of the police force for them to tell the truth. I mean, granted,
yeah. I don't know if that's what it says. I think it backs them up. It's another tool, but you know, I hear what you're saying. You know, Rick's point is that suggests we don't trust law enforcement. And I have to tell you, you know, when Al Sharpton's at the White House yesterday and the president's taking the opportunity to announce, a call for funding for cops, I think he's saying just that. I don't trust the cops and I want the cameras. That's what I get from it. It may be too harsh, but that's what I'm reading into it.
Why not get the proof then? Have the cameras, have the proof.
I agree.
Gets the opinion out of it, gets the interpretation out of it. You get the direct
total transparency.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Although that's not necessarily a private, a popular view very often. Another example's, traffic cameras. A lot of folks
don't
like those.
That's not popular.
They see it as a violation of privacy. Yet, if you follow the traffic laws, you have nothing to fear from traffic cameras. Andrew, travel to 994 at 800-228-0550. Civics exam, cameras on cops, whatever's on your mind. Take it away.
Well, I appreciate you having me on the air. And civics exam, yeah, absolutely. I think that it's a positive thing. I think testing someone's education and their education level is a positive thing. Now, in regards to the traffic cams, I'm actually from St. Louis, Missouri, and used to live in Ferguson for a short period of time. And without a doubt or a question in my mind, I think that the transparency of having a on-body camera is the way to go. As far as the other gentleman said about us not trusting the cops, that's exactly right. We don't trust the cops. They have demonstrated time and time again, in addition to lies and being in the court of law, being disproven. I mean, it can't do anything but benefit. And also, the other gentleman said something in regards to photoshopping. I mean, that's nonsense and ridiculousness.
Well, obviously, yeah. You know, who controls it? But it sounds like you have a more jaundiced view of the law enforcement than I do. Appreciate the take, Andrew. Up against the break. More coming up.
Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
My friends at Petroserve USA are helping America fuel better. How do they do that? They connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields and give you choice at the pump, including E15 at many of the Petroserve locations. Look for the red, white, and blue, plus some great savings all month long. The Deli Express sandwiches are $2.99 to $3.59 for the XXL Charbroil with cheese, the Deli Express Double XL Chicken with cheese, or the Deli Express Barbecue Rib. It's fantastic. There's General Mills cereal for $2.99. Mars King Size pre-priced candy bars are only 99 cents. And the famous Pizza Quarter Pizza, 2 for $11. Your choice of flavors. At PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota oil fields. When I hit the road, I fuel up at PetroServe USA location. North Dakota, Bismarck, Castleton, Fargo, Mandan, Valley City, Wahpeton, West Fargo, Minnesota, Bemidji, Dilworth, Glendon, Moorhead 2. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Top of the hour, rolling on with What's On Your Mind. In a moment, we're going to talk with the folks from the North Dakota Bow Hunters Association about the proposal from the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, which will be part of a discussion that is happening tonight, Bismarck, the North Dakota Game and Fish Department Auditorium, 7 p.m., to limit deer hunting licenses to one each for 2015. Bow hunters think that's a bad idea. We're going to find out why coming up in a minute. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments for them as well. TJ and Bismarck wanted to weigh in on our previous conversation. Go ahead, TJ, you're up.
Morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, I got a question for you. Do you watch YouTube much?
Well, usually when somebody forwards me, you know, something, you got to see this kind of deal.
Okay, well, my question or what's going on in my mind right now is if you did have cop cams, just take YouTube, for example, you go on there and there might be a video of something and you're going to have 10 different people with 10 different opinions about what's happening there. Do you think that lawyers might take that and try to twist it to, you know, that suit their own needs for their own clients?
Yeah, so you're saying it could be used in a nefarious way. I mean, again, I would hope the camera of a particular situation is just the facts, ma'am, right?
And well, you know, you'd hope that, but you know that you're underestimating the power of an attorney, you know, in a court of law to take something and, you know, make it fit their scenario.
So your opinion is it would open up a whole Pandora's box of being used in other ways. I think it could go a long ways towards debunking some stuff some lawyers would use in the way of hearsay and, you know, dream up different theories. But I understand your point. Interesting debate. Tim in Montana, listening on 550 KFIRE. What's on your mind?
Hi. I'm a law enforcement officer, and I have worn a body camera for a couple of years now. And I agree with them. I think that, by and large, they show the fact of what the officer is seeing. But I can tell you that there are a lot of things you have to consider with that, and that is that it only shows one angle, one perspective, and oftentimes it's not going to cover the whole scene. It's not going to cover everything that the officer sees. And it also, the camera can't tell you what kind of judgment calls the officer has to make in those situations. It can only show you a narrow focus of what's going on. And like the last caller said, you can say that it's just the facts and that the camera doesn't lie, but I would encourage you to look at a lot of the videos that are online showing interactions with police officers, I've seen many of them that do lie. When you get the whole video, you find out things that, you know, editing took out. And one of the big ones, will just to go back in history a little bit, go back to Rodney King. And they showed a very narrow, small portion of what happened in that incident. When the whole video came out, when people have seen the whole incident, it put a whole new perspective on that situation and what happened. And I think that there should be transparency in law enforcement. We should be open and letting the public know what's going on. Unfortunately, the other side of the issue wants to twist things in their favor. And I think there's just too much political agenda going on about what law enforcement officers do. And I think that's it's a part of our society that has come to disrespect the fact that we are a country of laws. There are a lot of people that don't like to be told what to do, and there are a lot of people that don't like to be told that what they're doing is wrong, and they're going to do whatever they have to paint the police in the bad light when they're just trying to enforce the laws that our legislature has enacted. And that's pretty much all I had to say today.
Well, it's good stuff. Appreciate the perspective of a law enforcement officer and someone that actually is using the camera, but also pointing out some things to say it's not a silver bullet, not an end-all. But I appreciate your take on it. Interesting conversation for sure. All right, let's switch gears here. As I promised, we've been following the North Dakota Game and Fish proposal, the proposed change for 2015. Deer numbers are down. So they're proposing in 2015 there'll just be one license per hunter. Game and Fish Department has been holding meetings throughout the state about this, and sort of a mixed bag of attendance and opinions on this particular issue. Big one tonight at Bismarck, 7 o'clock at the Game and Fish Department. We'd encourage you to attend. But since we had a chance to hear from the Game and Fish Department about why this is necessary, we wanted to get a different side of that opinion. And Daryl Belisle, president of the North Dakota Bull Hunters Association, is here to tell us why their group is opposing this idea. Daryl, thanks for being here. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good morning.
Am I saying your last name correctly? Is it Belisle?
Yep, right on. Yep.
Very good. So, Daryl, what's the position of the bull hunters?
The North Dakota bull hunters have a position that we will oppose any change to our archery and bow hunting opportunities in North Dakota that are not on a biological basis. And I think that stems our whole argument here. You know, it's like the department's been talking to our group for a couple of years about a proposed change, and up until this year, they always told us it's on the shelf, and they want to leave it on the shelf, and now evidently they brought it off the shelf. And last spring, they had their round of deer management meetings, and at that time, it was probably a biological basis that, you know, some method to improve the deer numbers. Well, now, as of lately, as you well know, that it seems to be turned into more of a social or political basis where it's about fairness, and the bull hunters have had it too good for too long, and somebody that doesn't get a tag worried about somebody that had one or maybe more than one tag. I think that's the real issue, you know. It's I think the bull hunter group, we're more disturbed by the loss of an opportunity. I think all of us sportsmen in North Dakota, you know, should be concerned about the loss of an opportunity. You know, lately what we're hearing is the bull hunters are also, they also apply for lottery tags. Well, in reality, it's the other way. Bull hunters are rifle hunters too that also bull hunt. So there's always this loss of opportunity in North Dakota that's shouldn't be taken lightly.
The main argument seems to be, because numbers are down, that you spread the love a little bit. Basically, everybody gets one. So when you talk about loss of opportunity, it'd be the opposite of that. It'd be giving the opportunity to more people by limiting it to one, rather than say, okay, if the numbers are down, one person gets multiple tags, and we're not able to spread it around as much. What do you say to that argument about, you know, the push behind this, that because the numbers are down, give more people a chance?
Oh, That is an argument. You know, where the numbers come from, there's a lot of talk around that. You want to apply for a buck tag with this proposal goes through, it can make those odds of drawing a buck tag worse. For instance, under the proposal, if you're successful in the lottery and a bow hunter, you could also use that lottery drawn tag as an archery tag for what it says on the tag. You have to hunt the unit and species sex for what it says on the tag. So if you're a bow hunter, why would you want to apply for a doe tag, for instance? So you'll put more pressure on those buck tags. Ultimately, I guess it's quite possible there'll be a whole bunch of doe tags left over for a second drawing. Maybe that's good enough. You know, something to think about.
If you have a question or comment for Daryl Belisle, our guest, he's the president of the North Dakota Bull Hunters Association, for their reaction to this proposed limit on deer hunting licenses for 2015, certainly welcome it today on the program. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email questions or comments, or again, 701-258-0550. Right now, archery hunters can use their license in any area of the state to harvest any species or sex of deer, right?
Yep. The current sense, the first archery season was held in 1954, 60 years ago this year, and we've been able to buy our tags over the counter and hunt statewide for any species or sex.
And under the change, what would happen to that? You can still use that one tag, but you have to limit it just like the gun hunters would.
If you just wanted to be a bow hunter, nothing would change. You could still purchase your archery tag and hunt as normal. Under the proposal, you'll still be able to apply for the lottery. If you're unsuccessful in the lottery, you could purchase an archery tag as usual. If you're successful in the lottery, you could also use that lottery drawn tag as an archery tag, but limited to the unit and sex species as says on the tag. So saying that, you know, bow hunters, we can still be bow hunters, and we can still apply for the lottery, but not both. And then you got to think about the muzzleloader situation. My own case, if you apply for and draw a muzzleloader tag, you cannot use that as an archery tag, and that is your only tag for deer. So in my personal case, I have 8 points waiting for a muzzleloader tag. If I use them and draw, I can't be a bow hunter anymore. Well, I'm going to have – that's making me choose, and that's also another loss of opportunity is the way I look at it.
Mark in Fargo, question for our guest. You're up on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Mark.
I would rather support – seeing the season closed for about 2 or 3 years like they've done since 1900 four different times and get the numbers back up. That'd be the fairest way to do this. There's no reason why a person needs to have a bunch of different licenses. And believe me, I'm an avid deer hunter. I've taken 42 deer with a muzzleloader. I don't know how many deer I've taken with a rifle, and I've even bought bow licenses and haven't even gone out. Why don't you take this stance?
Well, I think closing the season is nowadays probably unrealistic. They still want to provide some kind of an opportunity out there, you know, even though it is limited. So closing the season, I don't even think they'll listen to that, you know.
And there's a lot of people out there that are very avid hunters that would say this would be the best thing to do, because you're talking about giving out your stances to get multiple licenses, and that's fine and dandy. However, we do not know what this winter is going to bring, or if we're going to have another a Mitch disease like we have. So let's just slow it down for a couple of years. Let these certs go back up to what it needs to be. I'm done. Bye.
All right, Mark, appreciate the call, and he's not the first to suggest that, others have as well. Daryl, appreciate the feedback on it. Take a quick break. When we come back, any other questions or comments, welcome. For our guest, Daryl Belisle, president of the North Dakota Bow Hunters Association, opposing the current plan by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department to limit deer licenses to one tag per person. We'll talk about it when we continue on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
This is the time of the year to enjoy the spirit of the season with family and friends. As you prepare to gather around the dinner table, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to incorporate soy foods into your favorite holiday recipes. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are also easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, there is a soy food option that will help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle throughout the holiday season and beyond. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle Senex on the truck bypass Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
You know, Mama Claus likes to keep the house neat during the holidays. So, I've moved my workshop off-site. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Christmas is coming. Find this season's newest styles at Shields. When it comes to gear, Christmas, and sports, we're right there with you.
Who needs elves in the payroll when you've got Shields? Deck all.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Have you ever heard of a Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from Guns80.com because they got a great deal right now, and he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And you know Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees, there was no 10-day waiting period. Said he can register it as a pistol if he wants, and the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to Guns80.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get it built. I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to Guns80.com. That's Guns80, the number's 80, Guns80.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.
It's time to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, which we do Tuesdays courtesy of our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Today, Jody, a college student at NDSU, shares her thoughts on pursuing a career in agriculture.
I firmly believe that it is true when they say that there is no better time than now to be getting into agriculture. Despite this and the plethora of job opportunities that await those of us graduating with degrees in ag, it is paramount that folks my age are cognizant of the challenges that face our industry. A fantastic way to become more familiar with the issues while gaining valuable skills is to participate in the Collegiate Farm Bureau Discussion Meet. Participants get a chance to offer solutions to pressing ag issues while facilitating collaborative and innovative discussion. If we are to communicate the importance of agriculture in an increasingly critical world, Those of us heading into ag will need to know how to communicate the high points of our industry, and the discussion meet is a great place to start.
You bet it is, and it'll pay dividends. Jody, thank you. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau bringing ag home. All right, continuing our conversation now with our friends from the North Dakota Bullhunters Association, Daryl Belisle, president of the Bullhunters Association. By the way, two meetings tonight. I mentioned the Bismarck meeting a few times. That's for District 7 tonight, Burley, Emmons, Grant, Kidder, McLean, Mercer, Morton, Oliver, Sheridan, and Sioux counties. That's 7 p.m. tonight at the Bismarck Game and Fish Auditorium. District 8, which is Adams, Billings, Bowman, Dunn, Golden Valley, Henninger, Slope, and Stark counties, is also meeting tonight. And that's in Killdeer at the American Legion. Both of those are at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock Mountain in the case of Killdeer. 7 o'clock Central, obviously, in the case of Bismarck. So take those in as they will be talking about this very issue in addition to input on the fall hunting season and local fishing issues, as well as an Outdoor Heritage Fund project update. But the one deer license proposal comment period, good opportunity to do that at the last of the meetings tonight. All right, continuing our conversation now with Daryl Belisle, and Daryl, some more calls for you here. Let's go to Bill, traveling 994. Bill, what's on your mind?
Okay, let's have a bucks only season started 2 weeks later than what the season is now. This is especially guns. Even bows, they could go to a bucks-only season and sell as many tags as what they want to. We are not going to kill off too many bucks. If it gets to the point where our buck deal starts getting a little bit low, we will have to go to you can only shoot bucks with 4 points or better. This thing is not that tough to figure out, but you cannot keep on killing off your factory and think you're going to increase anything. Another thing they're going to have to do is liberalize the coyote deal a little bit. I realize that the coyote season is open year-round, but that you're supposed to blow a whistle to kill a coyote. That is something that they are going to have to open up and say.
All right, all these are a couple of good ideas for the discussion tonight, and they're alternatives to obviously what has been proposed here, Daryl. You know, any comment on that idea?
Well, I think there's something to be said there. You know, I'm the president of the NDBA, but I'm a telephone man by trade. That Game and Fish office, we probably have some of the best biologists in the country. I think I'd like to see them go back to true biological, wildlife biology science and then work on issues like that gentleman stated.
All right, let's go to Earl and Wilton on 550 KFIRE. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the one tag per person bowl, our license, but let's make it a universal tag where you could use it in archery season. If you don't get it, you use it rifle season or use it in muzzleloader season, whichever you choose.
What about that idea, Dale?
Well, the NDBA, we'd like to change it. That was another one of our options, to make that lottery-drawn tag available as an archery tag for use statewide, just like our regular archery tag. I think Jeb stated that messes with their biological science, but they haven't been able to back that up with any accurate data. We need to see the demographics of those archery tags. It'd be nice to know where the bow hunters are, where they're hunting, which units are hunted harder than other units, and I don't think any of that has been made available for us to study.
Well, even if they put in for a tag in a certain area, then they have to hunt that area, whether it's with archery, rifle, or muzzleloader.
Well, the muzzleloader season, they tell us, is set by law. That can't be touched unless you go back to the legislative assembly and change that.
Appreciate the call. I'm going to get one more in here. Jerry and Garrison question. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to know why the Bullhunters Association thinks Game and Fish should cater to them. If you guys have had it made forever, you can buy your bow tag and do whatever you please. Guys, like, I think if Game and Fish does anything, why not get you either get your bow tag, you do a rifle, or you do a muzzle. No using that bow tag other than that. You make the decision, you hunt with the bow tag, and you're done.
All right, half a minute for your answer, Daryl.
Oh, that's about opportunity. The North Dakota bow hunters have been around since 1952. We've worked to create every archery opportunity in North Dakota, and we're going to continue to promote, protect, preserve all of those opportunities, and that's the basis of our position.
And bottom line, you're requesting an alternative to the idea the Game and Fish has put forward with a two-year moratorium on this particular proposal to get some more data, right?
I think that's the number one thing we'd like to see. Let's back off. Let's gather some more data. Let's take a better look at it. And if it's
all right, we'll leave it there. On a time, Daryl. Appreciate you joining us today. Daryl Belisle, president of the North Dakota Bowhunters Association. Get to those meetings tonight. We'll keep covering it.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The energy renaissance in North Dakota means generations of jobs for tomorrow's workforce and technologically advanced jobs. Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting talks about how much fun this is for the workforce of tomorrow.
It really is. And when we talk about the workforce, I go to these colleges and universities and I look at the young talent that we have here in North Dakota. And I am absolutely thrilled and just motivated that we have such good, smart, talented young people right here in North Dakota. And we have the jobs that they can fill.
Great careers are waiting for you at Nesset Consulting Service.
Just look at what these other companies are, too, Scott. I mean, these companies, when I look at the oil industry, whether it's service or the oil company itself, they're looking for this good talent, and we have it right here in North Dakota. How cool is that?
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, located in the heart of the Bakken, Tioga, North Dakota, and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NessetConsulting.com. That's NessetConsulting.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze-Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze-Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze-Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-313.